When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Wednesday morning, 102.7 Kiss FM. Seems like Wednesday morning, doesn't it?
Sure.
Doesn't Wednesday feel like that? This is what Wednesday feels like.
I just like Wednesday that it feels like chilly in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
Like fall.
I have to put the heater on in the mornings for a little bit.
How about the smell of the heater first time you use it?
I do enjoy it. Yeah.
I like the smell of the heater first time I use it. Mine crackles.
I was just going to say the little crackle sound that it makes.
It almost wakes me up all night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crackling in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
We must have, so I have like this metal strip in the ceiling that makes the crackle sound. So the metal strip gets warm and crackles.
I'm sure that's how it works, right?
The coils. And I'm a light sleeper. Well, I don't know how it works. I'm not up in there. Easton's here to break it down. He's in it. Easton, how does my heat strip work? Why is it crackling?
That crackling is a thin layer of dust that has collected along the heating coil.
Is that true?
That's true.
On the E-coil?
The E-coil.
Really? Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's not the actual material expanding and then
contracting.
I think Ryan's right.
I think it might be the material expanding and contracting.
Yeah, because you don't the dust
like
isn't going to do that every morning.
I contract, I crackle.
No,
that
you
may be
don't.
So, but
yes, I do. My joints crackle. They pop. My knee pops. My ankle pops when I expand and contract.
I'm telling you, it's dust. Burning off.
Ew.
How do you know that?
I've done some HVAC work in my time.
I believe him.
I believe Ryan.
Oh.
We're divided.
We are calling all engineers listening at this hour. If you could give us the answer, then we can get the show started.
Are we playing this right now?
What is this? I don't even know which one this is.
Match game.
How do you know that?
Because this is our match game song.
Yeah.
This is like the song for every game show.
No, this is our match game. Are we going to play match game today, though? Because I am down for it.
We will put this show together on the fly. And if you want to play match game, gosh darn it, we might.
Love that.
What we are going to
do. I love
today.
That for us.
That is so. Of all the games that we have played, my favorite so far is Match Game.
Yeah,
I agree.
It makes me laugh, and also it's very light lifting for me because I don't have to be a panelist. All right. So what do we got today? Sunshine. High is nice in the upper 70s.
Yes.
We're gonna start paying your bills in a second. Do we have anybody coming on today?
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace on today.
Yeah, from Home Economics.
Right. And also That 70s Show.
Well, yes, from back in the day.
No, but he looks the same.
He really does.
He looks like Topher Grace back then and Topher Grace now.
Which is funny because he played a teenager on That 70s Show. So it's a huge compliment.
Right. So, yeah, I was going to tell you, there's a pumpkin picking patch hack coming up.
Right.
And do you know all these years I have been tracing triangles and mouths with teeth, and then cutting with a knife the tracing.
Yes.
You know, you need to use simple cookie cutters. You know the star cookies.
Yeah.
You can use those for the eyes. And then also a cookie cutter, it looks like a mouth with teeth. Just hammer those through the pumpkin, and you don't have to worry about tracing and then cutting on the line. So much cleaner, so much faster, so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew that?
No, I'm aligned with you. Like, I'm agreeing.
Yeah, you know the cookie cutters.
Yeah.
Right? The star cookie cutters.
Yeah.
And you take a meat cleaver or a hammer.
I also saw a video of Martha Stewart cutting a pumpkin from the bottom, not from the top.
What was she taking out of the pumpkin?
You take the guts out from the bottom of the pumpkin, not from the top.
With an ice cream scooper.
Sure, or whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, so then you don't have to cut the top part, because, you know, those eventually end up falling through or they don't sit right. So you just cut a hole in the bottom of the pumpkin, and then you just put the candle on a plate or whatever on the bottom. It's just like, you don't need to cut the top. You do everything from the bottom.
When you talk about Martha Stewart, I can hear her voice in what you're telling me.
She's genius.
Like, I can hear her voice so distinct, right?
Right.
Like, I hear her voice in what you're telling me.
Did you see that she posted, like, a thirst trap of all thirst traps the other day on her Instagram?
I did not.
She was wearing nothing but an apron.
Wait, I gotta see this. Dan Reynolds posted one the other day, too, and I was like, okay, Dan Reynolds.
I was told not to post a thirst trap the other day.
Martha Stewart in an apron.
Well, if Martha Stewart posts an apron shot, why can't I post one in my bathtub?
Just don't ask people.
Because people close to me said that's a mistake.
Did you see Dan Reynolds' thirst trap? Take a look at that.
From Imagine Dragons?
Yes.
What did he do?
I'll show you.
Where's my phone?
He posted it.
Why don't I give you my thirst trap, then y'all post it?
I'm happy to.
Post it on my Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then people close to me will get so up in arms. All right, while you're looking for that.
Yeah, I'm just going to text it to you.
Sam, show him the Martha Stewart one.
All right. Well, we've got a whole bunch of people looking for the Martha Stewart thirst trap. We're on it. Okay, I'm looking at it.
Doesn't she look fantastic?
How do you know she's only wearing an apron? On the top, she may or may not be. You don't know what's behind, under the
Whatever.
Cover.
It's a tease. She's teasing us with her outfit.
She's doing a commercial for Green Mountain Pumpkin Spice Lattes.
Look at her go. She's thriving. Well,
we should be, hey, brand, I'll put on an apron. What do you want me to peddle out there?
Yeah.
I'll put on an apron and nothing under the counter. So, Tanya, is Sunny's birthday coming up?
Yes, her first birthday is coming up on November 3rd.
Okay, what are you doing to celebrate Sunny's birthday, your dog's birthday?
We are having all her dog friends over, so it's going to be like 15.
And their parents.
Yeah, and their owner. Like 15 dogs romping around, and we got like tennis balls and like little toys for all the dogs to play with, and then we are going to have like a little paw trit set up with just like Sunny's name on it.
That's possum.
So cute, right?
So I know that Georgia, my dog, knows when it's almost her birthday.
Because
really? She looks at me like, when is the party? Because she has sisters. And she looks at me like, when is the party? And the years that we've missed the party because we've been somewhere else, she is not having it.
Wow.
She's not happy. So I'm glad you're doing this with Sunny, and Sunny's going to remember this.
I appreciate that.
You know, dogs know time. Georgia knows when it's 4:45. She knows when it's 4:45. And she comes, and she sits right next to me and gives me that look. Not 4:40, not 4:50, 4:45. So Sunny is going to know when Sunny's birthday is. And I love that you're starting that tradition. Plus, it's fun for the parents, too.
Yeah, like we're having, we're going to cook hot dogs and hamburgers and...
You know, you don't cook a hot dog at a dog party.
Why are you eating hot dogs for a dog party?
You know there is a dog called a hot dog?
Hello.
No.
No, it's like you're eating dogs.
Have plants. You don't eat dog
for a dog party.
Sydney, thank you.
It's so cute. Hot dogs and hamburgers.
No, hamburgers, fine. But at your cow birthday party, you would not have a hamburger, would you?
Hello.
Okay, so just hamburgers?
Or salads or anything.
Plants.
Yeah.
Dude, make it vegan.
Oh, my gosh.
Or fish.
Okay. And then we got cookies that are in the shape of a sun. So then they say, happy birthday, Sunny.
That's cute.
I'm not so upset about that. But you would not.
I would serve sushi.
Right, fish better. But when your cow celebrates a birthday, you don't serve cheeseburgers.
Oh, my gosh. I thought hot dog was like cute, cheeky, funny.
I don't love it because there is such a thing as a hot dog. I think it's too, to me, it's too close.
You know, Sunny and Gypsy have the same birthday, we think.
November 3rd.
Nah, hers is like, we think it's like October 30th around that time because we rescued him, so we don't know.
So not.
Same thing. November, whatever. It's like right now.
And then our anniversary is November 5th, so 2 days later. So it's going to be like
two different dog signs. They're totally different dog signs.
Yeah.
We don't celebrate dog birthdays at our house. So.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Whether at a pumpkin patch or a Ralph's or wherever, what's your strategy for picking the right pumpkin? Well, there are some tips here for picking the right pumpkin for carving as opposed to for baking. So for carving, right? Not baking, carving. Carving, not baking. Tap it. It should feel sturdy and sound hollow. So sturdy and hollow. You know the sound of a hollow head? All right, turn it over and apply pressure with your thumbs. If it's not completely sturdy, it's not fresh and will rot quickly. Check the color. What color orange do you think you want? You want a deep orange. A deep orange. And check the stem. Long.
Oh.
A long stem.
I love a long stem on a pumpkin.
Yeah, you can carry it there mm-hmm. around. Throw it over your shoulder.
I usually go for a stub.
You
no,
do?
You want a long, no. you want a long, and you want a green
I like
one.
Them when they're like long and they start curling up and they all, they look all
yeah,
witchy.
The just so you know, the shorter stubs, Tanya, they rot faster.
Yuck.
Gross.
Yeah, so you want a long green stem.
We carved ours like last weekend and they're already gone.
I know.
Trash.
Should you put Vaseline on
them? Because
you've
got short stems.
Yeah. Vaseline. They like corroded.
They were short stemmy ones.
They were heat.
Sorry, should have done this a week ago.
Yeah, thanks.
Today's quote, if you're not invited to the party, throw your own.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, good news if you're looking for more payment options while shopping on Amazon. The online retailer now allows U.S. customers to pay with Venmo accounts. Yeah, so you'll be able to use your Venmo balances at checkout. The option is currently available to select customers, but it's roll out to all U.S. customers by Black Friday of this year. Time is running out to whoever purchased the winning Super Lotto Plus ticket worth $38 million. All right, you got to claim that prize according to the California Lottery. The winning ticket was purchased at a 7-Eleven store in San Diego and matched all six winning numbers back in April 30th of whenever that drawing took place on April 30th. Now, if the winner does not come forward by this Friday, the cash value of the prize, which is still $22.9 million, will go to public schools in California, which I guess is not a bad thing overall, but still, that is a lot of money. Rihanna fans, the wait is over. Rihanna will reportedly make her long-awaited return to music with a new release this Friday. Marvel Studios teased her involvement in the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack in a video posted to social media yesterday with the date 10/28/22.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
56 degrees in Los Angeles, right there in DTLA right now. Yeah. It is Ryan Seacrest, Sissany, Tanya, substituting for Tubbs is Easton. He is a bright ray of light, that Easton, isn't he?
Isn't he?
He's got a real personality to him, doesn't he?
I for enjoy sure. him.
It's always fun Happy. To rotate new people through. Got the back room here on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And today's National Pumpkin Day. Pumpkins
Cute.
Are really good for you. Turns out they're really good for you. They help with your eyesight. They're immunity boosters. Like if you scoop the meat, not the seeds and the goop, the meat off the inside of the epidermis, it's good for, pumpkin is good for weight loss. Because it's largely made up of water.
Oh, man.
Pumpkins low in calories.
Mm. I just saw a TikTok that showed you how to make frosting for a cake with just pumpkin puree and melted chocolate.
It's a healthy sub. I sometimes will make pumpkin bread, like banana bread, but pumpkin bread with pumpkin from the can. And it makes it moist by using the pumpkin. But so not only it's got a lot of fiber, it lowers cholesterol. It's literally like olive oil.
Wow.
This will be my next pack. Next thing I'll do is start at my kiosk. I've got my olive oil and my pumpkin meat for sale. Telling you guys, you laugh now, but wait till I set up shop at the Grove. My kiosk.
I think there's a shortage now. I tried to buy that the Marciano olive oil, and I can't find it anywhere now. It's sold out.
Well, it's because we keep talking about it.
I'm telling you.
Extra virgin olive oil sales on the rise because of us promoting the health benefits.
I know. I ordered it from the store that I usually order it from, and then I got an
sold
email
out.
Says, I'm so sorry. We have to refund you because our website was not updated, and we don't have this olive oil. And I'm like, what?
Give me an E.
E.
No, this is not a cheer.
V.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that stand for?
E-V-O-O.
Extra virgin olive oil.
Oh.
I mean, I'm telling you, we should... We are on to something. Okay, Leslie. Oh, Leslie. Yes, Leslie. 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 This is what I want. Leslie Alvarez. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing super well. So you are at the Kia Forum, also known as Harry's House. And
yes.
You're camping out right now?
Yes, we've been camping since Monday, 8:30 p.m.
Okay, now what are you hoping to get by camping for so long?
We definitely want to get barricade. We want to be front row. Mm-hmm. We want to just be able to see Harry.
So how do you make yourself that person? Like, are you in a certain spot? Is it because you've been there so long? Like, how do you do your best to get barricade?
Well, right now, obviously, since we're camping, we got here super early. We're number 16 through 20 in line right now. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we just want to make the best out of this experience and just have so much fun.
Now, you say we. Who are you with, Leslie?
I'm with my five friends here. I'm even with, like, our friend here, Ashley, who's coming here. She's, like, she has this fan bus who is, like, super. She's from Canada, too. She's here, like, helping us. You know, she's here. She's watchful of, like, suspicious activities surrounding, like, our concerts, like, the venues, and she helps us, like, camp overnight.
Now, Leslie Alvarez is at Kia Forum, also known as Harry's House, camping out to see Harry in concert. What does Leslie want? What is her goal? She wants eye contact. She wants Harry to look at her from his house stage and make eye contact. That's what you want, Leslie. That's the win.
Oh, definitely. Worth it. Yeah, we're making posters, too.
Now, does your world just hold on? Like, school, work, whatever it is that you do normally for you and your friends, it's just on hold?
Oh, definitely.
And Leslie Alvarez from Tonga, 19 years old. What do you guys do for food while you're there?
For food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we've been getting a lot of DoorDash. We've been DoorDashing food. Our friend Ashley here has been helping us with coffee and, like, pancakes. She made us pancakes this morning. And, like, just a majority of that.
There's a Sizzler. I'm looking. There's a Sizzler just, you know where the Sizzler is? It's over on Manchester, not far, just FYI.
Right.
Yeah.
Ashley can make a run.
Now, so tonight, when it's time to go into the venue, are you guys going to be able to freshen up and, like, you know?
Yes.
Get, okay.
So right now at 9 a.m., sorry, we're going to get wristbands from the Forum with our numbers. And then at, like, in between 3 to 4, we're going to come back to the Forum because we're going to be able to get ready from 9 to 3. We're going to come back and then we're going to line up and be able to go inside the venue.
That's nice that they do that.
That's the sound of Leslie Alvarez. That's the sound of Leslie hours before she makes eye contact with Harry Styles. Listen to it now and listen to it tomorrow and you're going to hear the difference. Leslie, how many people would you say are camping out right now?
At least 400 people are in line right now.
What?
Imagine that for the ego. Tell me, how does that play on your ego? I got 400 outside just camping to make eye contact. That's good for self-confidence.
You mean Harry? That's what Harry's thinking?
No, I'm talking about us. Of course, I'm talking about Harry, yes. I mean, what? When you roll up to your house.
This is like stemming from like One Direction days. Like, he's used to this. Like, this is like.
But what a life. You know, like, we look in the mirror and have to like build ourselves up. Imagine having people camping outside your mirror.
We have to affirm ourselves every day.
Tell ourselves,
does this shirt look good on me?
We can do it.
All right.
I'm happy. I mean, imagine people just in, like, imagine Leslie outside with Ashley door dashing. That would build our confidence up, you know?
Wow.
But Leslie, thank you for sharing some time this morning. Good luck making eye contact. I think you're going to do it.
Yeah, you
I
got
feel
this.
It. You guys take care.
Definitely.
Enjoy the show, okay, Leslie?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye. Yeah, Harry's House. Harry's House.
As it was. They're waking up all the other campers.
Good. Waking up.
Sleep this morning.
They're going to get their wristbands at 9.
Fun.
It's time to
Gosh.
Go.
You know, in a world, I could see us out there when we were 19 doing that.
100%. That's
in a
fun.
World. Yeah, if
for
our parents.
Sure.
I'd still have to get my parents' approval, I think, at 19. I'd still have to, Mom, I got to camp with Sissany and Tanya to go see Harry. It's his house. It's fine. We're going to his house.
You're not at 19.
At 19, my mother still wants me to tell her. My mother emails me all the time. I need your schedule for the weekend. I'm like, mother. I don't need to give you my schedule for the weekend. I don't want
a
schedule.
Your mom is so sweet. So like, funny. If we miss a show because that. We're sick or something, like, she emails me.
She wants to know.
But she literally, right away, she's like, I heard you're out. What do you have? Are you okay? She's just, like, so
she's
nice.
She's going to send you pretzels in the mail.
But she's just the nicest. No.
And if you're walking right now, mother, listening, we love you. We love you.
We love you.
We do.
So I was telling you, I finished The Watcher. I finished Blackbird, and Sissany was telling us that she is into this show called Home Economics. Always fun to see what people are into. You're into this show, Home Economics.
Yeah, I've been into it for a while now, and I'm really glad that you're on board. And it's so funny because I'm watching it a few episodes ago, and they mentioned Kelly and Ryan, and then last week, they actually go to your show, and you're in it. You didn't even tell me that you're going to be in it.
Well, I like these things to catch you by surprise, you know?
Totally caught me by surprise.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about the feature film opportunities after being a guest star with Topher Grace and the team. Topher joining us now from Home Economics. Yes. How are you, Topher Grace?
No, this is the 2022 Primetime Emmy Nominating Committee.
I have to tell you.
We'd like to talk about best guest star on a network comedy.
That's right. Taking you by surprise, Sissany.
Nice.
We never do this, but we're giving you the Emmy now.
We, you know, it's funny because you are an actor, so is everyone on your cast, and Kelly's an actor. I am not. So I caught myself watching you perform and your co-stars performing, really enjoying the show, and Kelly's like nudging me that I have to say something.
Ryan, stop with the false modesty. You were unbelievable, literally. People were talking about it in editing. We were putting the episode together afterwards. You were great. Like, you did this thing when it started to get, you know, because it started to get weird between our characters on the show. Where you kind of, like, looked in the camera, and it, like you were giving off a weird vibe. And it must have been weird, because your job is actually the opposite of that. Normally, is to make everyone feel comfortable there. But, like, we were all seriously, this is no joke, we were seriously impressed with you and thought you were, like, terrific.
Aww.
We were so excited to do it. And I have to tell you that I saw a promo for what I thought was our show in prime time. And I was texting Kelly, we've made it, because they're spending money on our show in prime time to promote it. And then at the end, it was like, us on our set, but your plug, Home Economics, ABC, tonight, you know? So,
well, hey, best of both worlds, you know? But I honestly mean it. Like, if you go back and look at it, there's a moment where it gets weird, and you know, you can't normally look in the camera on our show, because the camera doesn't exist.
But it was
really great, man. It looked like you were totally weirded out by us, and it was just the right level of, like, you guys didn't come off like jerks, and yet you clearly hated us and were like, get off of our set on the show.
The show, by the way, congratulations. It's doing so very well. Sissany is a big fan of it and was telling us about it, and then she stumbled upon our guest appearance.
I think it's so relatable.
Topher, do you know?
Oh, thanks.
And I was reminded of this, but I don't even know if you know the story. 1998. Fox calls a woman by the name of Amy Sugarman, who is producing my show on Star 98.7, a radio station that's gone, and they pitch her some young up-and-comer who's going to be a big star, and it was you, and you were one of the first guests I ever had on my LA radio show back when I started here.
Oh. Like 20-something years ago?
This is pre-American Idol?
This is pre-Idol, 1998.
Wow.
Well, man, you know, I honestly don't remember, but I do remember that I, like, had dinner with you around the American Idol time and got to know you a little bit then. I think we knew a similar agent or something. Was it William Morris? And,
yes, we did.
And I remember that you, I was so, like, I mean, that first season of American Idol was, like, I mean, there's no way to describe what that was to people who weren't old enough to remember it, but it was, like, just galactic. And I remember asking you, like, how do you do that? Like, you know, I can barely, like, put it together when I memorize lines on TV. Like, how do you do that? And you said, I can fill any amount of space with talking if I need to. And I was like, what do you mean? And then you just went, like, you showed me for 5 minutes. Like,
that's so funny.
What a nerd.
Air for, 5 minutes in front of me, and I was like, oh my God, like, he's right. You were talking about, like, the food and the restaurant, and I just sat there like, this is a real gift. Like, I couldn't, it wasn't BS either. It was like, I was really listening to you, and I thought, this guy's going to be huge, and you are.
That's so funny.
Wait, that is the best story I've ever heard.
And it's, you know that's accurate, because I do it today.
Yep.
Topher. Well, listen, I'm sorry.
I think the skill, Ryan, is people don't know when you're doing it, which is like, oh my God, I sometimes am on TV, it's not live, and it's, you know, like, millions of people see it. It's already, you're nerve-wracking, you know, it's like tough to do when you're doing it in the set. But like, to do it live and just know all those people are watching you, and just be like, you know, someone in your ear says, like, you know, go for 3 minutes, just fill 3 minutes of space. I would just have a heart attack and die.
Well, I guess we each have our comfort zones, because I was out of mine on your set. But I really was grateful. Thank you for letting us have the opportunity to be on. So,
oh, please. We were, you know, you're being modest. We made a tape, like, the people on the show made a tape begging you to come on, because I hate when people go on, like, fake shows. Like, we know a TV show and there's some fake talk show. Mm-hmm. I thought, how cool would this be is if we could go on the real place where Tom would go to promote this book. And you guys were so nice. Also, but I like came out and did your show as me, which was very weird.
And then you came out as Tom.
And came out and did it as my character. Yeah.
That was weird for me, too, because you look like you in both roles. Like, you do look
also,
like you as Tom.
I felt like I was really overacting the second time. The first time, it's just me hanging out with you, talking. It's fun. And then the second time I came out and I was kind of like acting, and I thought maybe you were looking at me like, this guy's like a little too much right now.
It was very meta. Oh, man. Well, listen, season 3. So check it out. New episodes, Home Economics, tonight, 9:30. That's on ABC, and always available to stream on Hulu the next day. Topher Grace, thanks again, buddy. Good to talk with you.
Dude, thank you, man. We really appreciate it.
Take good care, okay? See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
How funny is it when someone tells us a story and you know it's real? Like, you know, back in the day when I was trying to prove myself in 1998 or 2000,
right.
I'm like, yeah, man, look, let me prove it. Let me prove it to you that I can fill time.
Yeah, put 3 minutes
right.
on your
discovered.
Phone right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
right.
3 minutes.
I'll talk about this salt sugar right here on this table. And
by the way, yeah, we didn't have phones with timers, Tanya. We had flips. We have flips without
yeah,
timers.
Yeah, the blackberries.
Yeah. Put 3 minutes on your Swatch watch. Start.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy is on the line. So, Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, so you were invited to a bachelorette, but not to the wedding.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but it's really been bothering me. So any advice you have, I appreciate. My close girlfriend... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just need to know, is that common, Sissany?
Not really, but I want to know her reasoning for it.
So because... the close girlfriend, go on, Amy.
Yeah, she's like a girlfriend from high school, and... you know, we've been friends over the years. We're not necessarily as close as we were in the past, but when she got engaged, she explained that they're going to have a smaller wedding. We all knew what to, you know, expect. But then she invited me to the bachelorette party, which is in Cabo. So that's like pretty involved. And she's going on and on about how excited she is that I'm going and she can't wait. And I feel kind of offended that she's inviting me to Cabo, but not to her, like, small wedding. I don't really get it.
So, you don't want me to give my 2 cents.
Why?
Well, honestly, I feel like I'm going to agree with you, Ryan.
I think you got the better end of the stick. You get to go to the bachelorette party. You don't have to book out 2 weekends. You get to go to the fun thing. And you don't have the obligation of going to the wedding.
Oh, I'm with you, Amy. That I'm offended. I wouldn't go to anything.
So, you're not with me. You're with Amy.
I'm with, like, I don't want to be friends with this person anymore. I'm petty.
I feel like you're left off the hook.
I don't know. It just seems so strange that you're invited to this bachelorette party, but not the wedding.
But is it because, hold on, because there's so few people at the actual wedding? Like, the bachelorette party could be the celebration,
okay,
the party
maybe.
With more friends, whereas you've got the very intimate, just family and nucleus friends at the wedding. That would make sense.
How many friends are at this wedding? Friends, not family.
Only, like... 3 of her friends, and they're mostly like college. So
she's basically
not really like our high school friends.
Doing a party for her bachelorette, including all of her friends, and she's narrowed it down to a really tight group for the wedding for her own whatever wishes. I think it's okay. I would not be personally offended.
I guess so. All right.
I'm going to do this. I mean, if I ever did it, I would do that. I would do like nobody at the wedding and then people at the parties or bachelorette or bachelor.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I do.
I'm still like low-key offended, but like, what are you going to do? That's just the way she's doing her wedding.
It's a problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Weddings, so many decisions that are not about the reason that you're having the celebration.
So true.
Like this. Tired of it. All right, Amy, thank you very much for calling in. Good luck. I would not be offended. Go to Cabo.
Cabo's so fun, honestly.
And every time someone, I feel like, did you just go?
Yeah, we went for a bachelorette, girlfriend's bachelorette.
Yeah, you just went. Somebody's always, somebody on this show's always just gone. Like, I feel like someone's always just gotten back. Easton, did you go recently to Cabo?
Not yet.
Not yet ever.
Not yet ever.
But it was so fun because it was
he's never been.
It was a co-ed bachelorette, but no significant others. So it was like all of our core group of friends from like back in the day. It'd be like you going on a trip with like Tanaz and like all your buddies from like when you first moved here to LA.
Yeah.
And so it was like old times. It was like this reunion.
It was old school.
It was like
Nelson Sadeo,
Kalina. Like it was just like all of us old friends that we used to hang out like 15 years ago when we were all like early 20s. It was really fun.
Hey, Easton, Tubbs is on his sabbatical. Why don't you bring in Charlie D'Amelio right now on the Zoom. Charlie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're so envious. That's what we are. We're just envious of all of the success. But now, are you in a room near our rehearsal stage for Dancing with the Stars right now?
Oh, my goodness. I am not. I do go to rehearsal later today.
You do.
I was in rehearsal last night. We were there till midnight. It's a very all day, every day type of thing, you know, because you want to train as hard as you can. But as of right now, this is all my focus until later.
Thank you for spending some of your very little free time with us. We're just saying, so Charlie D'Amelio is on with us now. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She also just released a debut single called If You Ask Me To. Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you. Awesome.
What does it feel like to release a debut single?
I mean, it feels incredible. You know, I've always really loved music, and I think being someone that loves to dance, music and dance go hand in hand. And I've always really appreciated the fact that music can make people feel something. And I think that there's something so powerful about that. And I always kind of used music to help me grow as a person and to help me learn and to relate to songs in a way where I want to dance like this, or I just want to sit in my room and listen to my music on full volume and just feel like that's so powerful to me. So the fact that I'm getting the opportunity to do that to other people really means a lot to me.
We are going to show you Tanya dancing to your song right now. Tanya, please dance.
No, I can't.
Come on, Tanya, dance.
Sissy's dance to it.
Is that how you would dance to this? Okay, there you go. There you are. Oh, Tani and Sisney dancing.
She loves you.
Now, see, that's the moment you've been waiting for all day, to see Tani and Sisney dancing to your debut single. She's closing her eyes.
I love it. I love it.
All right, Charlie, I have all kinds of numbers here about followers. Do you know how many total followers you have in the world with all your platform numbers?
I do not know.
So, Mark, why don't you come to the microphone and explain all of these different numbers?
I was just comparing her followers, which is 148 million, to the entire nation of Mexico, which is 128 million.
So, I was trying to figure this out. So, Mark, the producer, has we call it an IM screen, and he typed up there, Charlie has 148 million followers. Then, under it, he put Mexico, 128 million. Then, Japan, 126 million. I'm like, you have 126 million just in Japan? Realizing that he's talking about total population. So you have more followers than those countries have population. Is there pressure to that?
I mean, at a certain point, you can't visualize how many people that is, you know? And I feel like that's what makes meeting people now so special, because you get little glimpses of the people that actually watch and appreciate what you do. But I mean, I don't know if I can even imagine 20,000 people. I'm thinking of like a concert, like over 100 million people is absolutely insane. I mean, I don't know if anyone could really understand truly how many people that is.
So Dancing with the Stars, you're with one of my dear friends for so many years, Derek Hough, on that show. He's been a big support. He's been an advocate, hasn't he?
I mean, he is someone that I've looked up to for a very long time. You know, just as someone that admires the art of dance, and to be able to have him judge me every Monday mm-hmm. on, you know, my dance capabilities has been really inspiring. And he's just such a positive person. And you can tell he loves dance. He loves it so much. And I mean, I always look forward to hearing what he has to say about my dances. You know, he's just a really great person. And to watch him dance as well has been really cool, like up close. And I get to see him work his magic is just so amazing.
Yeah, he's super talented as a choreographer too. Charli D'Amelio with us. So you can watch on Dancing with the Stars. Her single is out. Dance with Stars Mondays, that's on Disney Plus. Well, we're enjoying it. We're having so much fun watching you everywhere. Congratulations on all of your success, and stay healthy, stay rested. What do you like to snack on when you get done dancing? Is there something you look forward to like as a treat, as a reward?
Oh my goodness. I mean, if I'm being honest, some chicken nuggets and french fries from McDonald's or goldfish. I could eat goldfish all day.
Goldfish. Those are good. Yes. Well, thank you for coming on. You take care, Tyler. We'll be watching. All right.
Thank you Bye. So much. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. You think we'd get nervous if we had 145 million followers? I would.
I would. You feel the pressure of what to post. Like, I'd just be like, is this
thirst
cool?
Traps.
Thirst traps. Nobody wants to see my thirst traps.
All right. Yeah. Leslie and Ashley door dashing food, camping out to make eye contact with Harry Styles tonight at Harry Styles' show. It's the third show of his 15-show run at his house yeah. tonight.
Just
and of course, he goes back to his Airbnb or wherever he's staying. Or maybe he's got a house.
I think he has a house here.
Well, he's definitely got a forum. Now, Tanya, Drake, you say celebrated his birthday in the most lavish of ways. Give us the trending report today.
Okay, so he just celebrated his 36th birthday in Miami, and he hosted a raffle at his own birthday party. And here are some of the things that people could win. Let me just tell you, if I were a billionaire, I would totally do this. Like, I've had a party with all my best friends and family. He was raffling off a Rolex watch, a Chanel bag, 4,000 to 5,000 gift cards to Saks Fifth Avenue. Some people were out there were like on Instagram, so they were like showing some of the stuff that they could win. So nowadays, Drake is one of like the greatest rappers of all time. But when he first started out in the rap scene, his bank account was very different than it is now. In 2006, Drake opened up for Ice Cube in Canada, and it was revealed how much he was paid for that gig. Do you have any guesses without looking?
$2,000.
I looked.
Okay, $100.
Look, it's highlighted. How could I miss
it? he made $100. So when this information became public, Drake took to Instagram to like encourage people. He said, this is for anybody getting $100 a show right now. Keep going. But I just love that story because it's like I don't even know what his net worth is right now, but he is obviously making tons of money. He's one of the greatest rappers of all time, but he didn't always start out that way. And so it's just like, if anybody's just starting out, Drake's got you.
It says estimated net worth, $260 million.
Not bad.
At Google.
So I really love self-made stories.
Yeah.
I love it when you hear a self-made story. I think about it, you know, specifically when I look at Kelly Clarkson, I look at Carrie Underwood, I look at our Idol contestants who have made these big fortunes and gone mm-hmm. on to be so successful. But when you start knowing the value of a penny, you start knowing the value of a penny, and yeah. then you turn it into that, you really never forget that you got that $100. And that $100 to open for Ice Cube, you would have given Ice Cube $100 to open for Ice
exactly.
Cube.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't for totally. Free.
But it's like now he's you know? Giving that back to his friends. You know what I mean? Like he's like raffling off a Rolex and a Chanel bag. I'm like, that is so legit.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We're looking for caller 102 and 103 to be our The Match Game contestants. Our favorite game that we test drove. the other day. So it's called the Match Game. I will give the contestant a phrase with a blank in it. Our panel here of Sissany, Tanya, and Ruby will write down what they think should go in the blank. Then we'll hear from the contestant to see if the answers match. So let's meet contestant number one in Glendale. Annette, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How's everything?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm excited.
I'm excited. I like it. This is my favorite game to host on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Maria, contestant number two in Long Beach. Good morning, Maria. Welcome to the Match Game.
Good morning.
So, Maria, it's very easy. You know how it works. Two contestants on the line. Whoever gets the most matches is our winner. And the winner, I mean, this is hard to, like, what's the winning prize? I guess our Kiss FM, because it's our own show.
Yeah.
The winner will get our Kiss FM Jingle Ball tickets presented by Capital One. But the loser still gets a great show, Kevin Hart at Honda Center. All right? He's a superstar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
it's a win-win.
Yes.
And make sure hold your answer.
Yep. Here we go. All right. There's one host here, Sissany.
You always forget to tell them, and then they say it, and then we don't have enough time to write it down.
I've played this game twice in my life. Always.
Okay. Fine.
Sorry, Annette.
I will never remind you again.
Okay. Thank you. Now I can focus on my role. You're on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we go. Annette, the first one, and don't say it out loud yet. Just think it. Annette. Ice blank. Here. Ice blank. Don't say it. Think it. Ice blank. Panelists, write down your answers. Ice blank. Don't say it. Ice blank. Okay, here we go. Annette, ice what?
Cube.
Cube. Nice one. All right. Sissany, ice what?
Ice cube.
Oh.
Nice. Tanya, ice what?
Ice bath. What?
This is why the game is fun. I thought for sure you were about to throw out a cube and you throw out a bath.
Yeah, ice bath, I mean, after a workout.
They're great.
I'm not
for
great.
You.
I don't like cold.
Okay.
I like cold tea, but not cold baths. Mm. All right, Ruby, ice what?
I said ice cream.
Ice cream. Okay, well, you did all right there. Let's go to Maria now. Maria, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. So there was one match there, one match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Maria, don't say it out loud, just think it. Here we go. Blank angels. Blank angels. Don't say it. Panelists, write it down. Panelists are struggling, I can tell by their body language. Blank angels. Panelists are still struggling for this. Panelists, give me a sign that you're not struggling.
I'm good. I got mine.
Sissany is struggling.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Maria, what angels? What'd you write down?
Snow angels.
Snow angels.
Oh, that's a good one.
Snow angels. Good one. Okay. Let's go to Sissany. Sissany.
Blessed angels.
Let's go to Tanya. Yeah. Tanya.
Charlie's Angels.
Let's go to Ruby. Ruby.
Victoria's Secret Angels.
All right. Yikes. So looks like Annette is our winner here. Annette, congratulations. You're going to Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Yay. Maria, you're going to see Kevin Hart.
Yay.
Everybody wins on the Match Game. Thank you so much for playing along, Annette and Maria. No one said the Los Angeles Angels?
I'm a Dodger fan.
Well, you still know of them.
I couldn't write them down.
You couldn't write down Los Angeles Angels?
Couldn't do it.
It's not
Guardian Angels?
It's Anaheim Angels, isn't
it? No, it's the Los Angeles.
It's Los Angeles.
But
I would have taken Anaheim.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious if Annette was thinking of Ice Cube the rapper or an ice cube.
I was thinking of a motorcycle group. What was that?
Rangers?
Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels. That's what I thought of. Hell's Angels. Man. All right. That's always fun.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Guys, we are, you know, often here at Kiss FM talking about relationships and the struggle that relationships, romance, the intimacy in the romance department can be. And we thought, why not tear down that wall and have a conversation here and let you text in to 41027 any questions you may have for some experts. Today is, do we have any music for this? Okay, so we've got Dr. Shannon Qureshi on the line with us now. Dr. Shannon Qureshi, is a nationally recognized expert therapist and educator specializing in all things sexuality.
No.
Based in Beverly Hills, she works with individuals and couples of all genders and orientations to address sexual concerns and build sexual awareness through therapy, coaching, and education. This is what we all need.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Shannon, thank you for coming on. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me.
There are probably several. What is one of the most common things you hear when people come to you as a couple?
Most common is uneven sex drive, so uneven desire and trying to figure out how to navigate that.
And what do you tell them to that? What do you say to that?
Well, first I normalize it. It's common. We're not necessarily going to have the same desire for sex, but we have to talk about it. I think often with couples, they don't know how to have the conversation. So we start with normalizing it, talking about it, and then creating suggestions that are easy for couples to start. You know, most couples have had this issue for a while, so you have to start slow and start building that drive back and motivation for connection.
Okay, so let's get to one here. This is from Kayla in Panorama City. You can text right now, Dr. Shannon, text into 41027, therapist, educator, specializing in all things sexuality. So Kayla in Panorama City says, any advice on how to get over your boyfriend's sexual past? Right before we started dating, he took hookups way more casually than I ever have, and it's been really messing with my head. Oh. He said as soon as he met me, he knew he wanted a serious relationship and was over all that, but I'm having a hard time. What do you say to that, Dr. Shannon?
Yes, we call that retroactive jealousy. It's common because we fantasize about our partner's past. So I would ask yourself, what are the things that I'm telling myself? Is it that he had a better experience with someone else? I often see it a good thing when partners are able to talk about their past. So I would actually say that's a good sign of intimacy and trust in your current relationship. So not to get so fixated on the past, focus on what's happening in your current relationship and what are some of those strengths, and to focus on how you're kind of moving past that and you're in a new relationship.
Very good advice. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you find that people have different feelings about intimacy depending on the day of the week? Asking for a friend.
Absolutely. Intimacy changes daily. So intimacy is also many facets. It's not just sex. It's communication. It's emotional connection. And for some people, even spiritual and deeper connection. So it does change, and we have to kind of go with the flow of that and not get too attached to how things were.
So she's saying Tuesday, don't worry. Okay. From the 818, I'm needing advice on how to handle my boyfriend's phone obsession. He never gets off his phone. He wakes up and he's on it all day till he goes to bed. If we have sex, he puts it down, and as soon as it's over, he's back on it.
Yikes.
Oof. All right, what do you say to that, Dr. Shannon?
Not uncommon. I mean, everyone has a little bit of a phone obsession, but I think it's a habit, and we have to talk about habits and boundaries, especially with connection time. So often we may feel we want our partners not to use their phone as much, but we don't actually know how to say it. So I would, open up the conversation around it, and boundaries can be something like this. When we're connecting or we're being sexual, when we're off the phone, I feel more present with you. I feel we have a better time. So talk about some of the advantages rather than shaming them or making them feel bad about that habit. Because let's face it, a lot of people have this habit. And it's not uncommon.
Oh, I love that.
Like, put it in a drawer. Put it away, the phone. So it's not even, you can't even have it in your eyesight, right? In your eye line.
Yeah, put it outside of the room, mm-hmm. Even getting out of the space. That way it's not tempting to kind of reach over and just get right back into it, especially when you're connecting. I mean, you should be relaxed and really focusing that attention on each other.
Dr. Shannon Chavez, Qureshi here. Any other questions here from the team, from the staff?
No, but I love the idea of like not shaming your partner for it, but actually bringing out the positive that you do enjoy when they're not on their phone. So I do like that aspect of it.
Exactly. It kind of reduces reactivity. And remember that conversations are about coming to a common understanding. So you don't want to fight or argue or create conflict. You're trying to get to a good solution. So start with a really slow, soft opening. That way you're not creating defensiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So many good tips. Well, we'll have you back, Dr. Shannon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye. This is great. Thank you for all of the, there's so many great questions coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to have her back, Dr. Shannon. Easton, any questions for Dr. Shannon next time?
Oh man, where do I begin? I got to talk to my wife first before I bring that up on air.
I feel like, yeah, you should consult your wife before you bring it up on air to Dr. Shannon.
Oh, my God.
So Harry Styles, I got to tell you, it's a very efficient way to do a concert. Just roll up into a city, get an Airbnb, and go to the same venue every day like you're going to the office, and then roll to the next city, get an Airbnb, and then roll into the venue. It seems much easier than having to travel every single day to a new city. It's like the new way of being able to, if you could do it, the new way of being able to tour. Where you're 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, right? You're in the same time zone. It's probably just better and more comfortable for the performer, too, because they get used to the crowd. They get used to the city, and they get to go do things in that city.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're in and out, and you know, Tanya, you've been on tours before. When you're in and out, you don't really get a chance to experience much of the actual city you're in because you got to go to the next one.
That's true.
So Sissy's calling this the Harryport. What is the Harryport?
Well, I feel like there's just so much buzz right now because Harry Styles is in town with his shows, and everywhere you turn, there's a headline. And I saw this one. It was just brought to my attention that fans are paying people to wait in line for them when it comes to Harry Styles. You know, we were talking to someone earlier who's been camping out at Harry Styles' concert outside of the Kia Forum so that they can be close to the front of the stage in the GA section and whatnot. So people are paying other people to wait in line specifically for the Halloween concert. That because this is going to be the big one. This is
going to
be
the one you're going to with Michael.
Correct. This is one we're going to on Monday night. And when I'm telling you, these fans are like insane. So there's this company called AirTasker. I guess it's kind of like a TaskRabbit. But on AirTasker, you literally go on there and you can put any task that you need done.
Oh,
it could be like, you can be like, I need someone to come and help me organize my stuff, whatever it is, right? So people are saying, I need to hire somebody to stand in line for me. And so if you go on there right now, and I just took a screenshot for you just so you can kind of get an idea of what some of these prices are to wait in line on 10/31 for the Harry Styles concert, anywhere from $70 to $80 to $75, $100. That is what they're setting the budget at. And then from there, you make an offer. So I can come in and be like, all right, you're saying that you want me to stand there for 6 hours for $100. No. I will do it for $400.
I mean,
and then
that's
see if they'll
easy
you know what I mean?
Money. You don't have to do anything. That's the easiest money out there. You do nothing but get on TikTok and just scroll.
Isn't that insane? I didn't even know that there was like a business for this.
I had heard about this where you can get people to task stuff, right?
I mean,
waiting in line. Could you do my taxes? Could you do that? Could you, clean out my pantry?
Oh,
could
you press
my
clothes? TaskRabbit, essentially, yes.
No, I
just hired a TaskRabbit guy to come and install my Ring doorbell.
That task is much more laborious than just standing in line at a Harry Styles concert waiting to get in for someone else. It's good work. It's easy money.
Yeah. So somebody that was doing this, like in the article, she says, like, I'm a teacher and I'm going to be there Monday night, but like I need to work all day, so I need to pay somebody to stand in line for me because I want to be as close as I can to Harry Styles.
I need to go to work that day. Would do it to get the cash. Now,
isn't that so funny though? I'm like, wow.
Now, if
fans.
You are, and if you're down there and you're making money just standing there doing nothing, you're smart. That's a clever job.
Honestly,
you have to do a thing.
I know.
Okay. Well, how many hours until you're there at Harry Ween? A couple days now.
A few more days.
Fast.
On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, guys, that's it for us on Kiss. Tomorrow, it's a Ryan's Roses. Make sure you're here for that. Take good care, all right? We'll talk to you soon. This is Kiss FM.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.